At the CTIC Conservation in Action Tour, I am visiting with the chair for the Conservation Technology Information Center, and that's Dave Gustafson. And Dave, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what do you do?
I'm at Monsanto Company. I've been there since the mid-80s, and I've been aware of CTIC for a long time, but I've been involved with the board for about the past 5 years, and I'm currently serving as chair of the board of CTIC.
Well, we're about to kick off the 2013 Conservation in Action Tour. Let's look at that first of all, and tell me a little bit about what the folks are going to see who are coming to attend this year.
Well, we're really excited about this year's tour because it's going to be a chance for us to highlight the work of CTIC in the Indian Creek watershed here in Livingston County in Illinois, where we have a number of farmers who have demonstrated great new management practices intended to preserve soil and to preserve water quality. And we're just absolutely thrilled to be having the opportunity to highlight the activities of those farmers this year and to show folks from around the country all the great things that are happening here.
This Indian Creek Watershed Project that CTIC kind of manages has a number of partners, sort of, that are all working together in it, including the farmers themselves. It's been going for a couple years now, but I think has some more time to go, right?
That's right. We're into the third year of the project, and we expect it to be renewed for another 3 years and perhaps continue even beyond that. And it does involve a partnership with a number of folks, including, obviously, most importantly, the farmers here in the watershed, but a number of agricultural firms, including Monsanto and others, are co-sponsors. The EPA is actually providing some of the funding that's being used here within the watershed, which has been matched by a number of the companies who have stepped up to help with the effort. But it's all about folks pulling together as a community to help improve water quality and to make sure that the best possible practices are being employed across the watershed as we try to meet growing demand for food, feed, and other materials.
Well, this tour, in terms of who comes and participates, it's a real mixed group from even around the country. That it is including this year our acting chief for the NRCS, Jason Weller, and some other government officials, as well as farmers, to see what is being done here. How would you describe the value and benefits of this type of project, which is done each year, to farmers and to communities?
Well, I would say that Chief Weller from NRCS is someone who probably does get out and talks to farmers quite a lot, but we're also pleased today to be having Denise Keener from EPA in Washington, D.C., and my guess is that this is probably the first time she will have spoken with farmers out here in this particular watershed, and I think it's a great opportunity for her and for others from D.C. and elsewhere from around the country to actually see what's happening on the landscape and to see how much farmers are already doing to improve water quality.
Now, besides this tour or this watershed project, tell us a little bit about what CTI does or is doing and maybe kind of some of the plans as we look forward.
Well, CTIC does have a number of other projects where we're looking at conservation practices and how to best implement them around the country, particularly cover crops is one of the areas that's a big focus for us. This is a new practice that's getting a lot of renewed attention. It's probably not right to say it's a new practice. It's been around a long time, but it's really seen a rebirth. And that's one of the practices that will be highlighted here today, and that's one of the areas that CTIC is focused on. And we're collecting information from farmers who are adopting practices like that and innovative tillage practices and advanced nutrient management practices and making sure that that information is made available to other farmers so that they can understand how those sorts of practices can improve their bottom line but also have positive environmental benefits as well.
I'm glad you mentioned the cover crops thing because that was an announcement that CTIC just made about this findings of how valuable that can be in a good conservation program. Anything else about that particular project and the findings from it that you might want to point to?
Well, I think a lot of folks are realizing that cover crops have huge benefits in addition to preserving soil and nutrients over the winter months in particular. They can have tremendous economic benefits to growers. We saw in some areas where farmers had very large yield advantages side by side for those parts of their operation where they had planted cover crops, they actually saw better response to last year's drought. So it's a practice that really can have very beneficial impacts for a farmer and for his operation.
So I guess the last question here, just for folks that want to know more about CTIC and maybe help support it or just learn from some of the work that's being done, where would you point them to?
Well, our website would be the first place, is ctic.org. There's lots of great information there, and there's contact information there for the CTIC staff, which is based in West Lafayette, Indiana, but also to the various board members, including myself and the others who serve.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much, Dave. We are about to kick off the 2013 Conservation in Action Tour, and Dave is our chair for the CTIC this year. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.